Novelist Catherine Harrison has a new book called The Seal Wife. The setting is Anchorage, the year 1915. Alan Chews has a review.
A pioneering 26-year-old meteorologist, a visionary innocent from the Midwest named Bigelow, arrives in this Alaskan frontier town with a few small instruments and a grand plan. His mission? To take the air temperature and trace the winds. Bigelow, Catherine Harrison tells us, records ephemera, clouds, fall of rain or snow, hailstones that after their furious clatter melt silently into the ground, like recounting a sigh. He's recording a narrative that unfolds invisibly to most people, events that even if noted are soon forgotten. His own story, unlike yesterday's or last year's weather, may linger in your mind. From the first, Bigelow boils while Alaska freezes over as a silent Inuit woman, the seal wife of the title, leads him into a state of equatorial lust. The novelist has had to digest a lot of technical material about the field of meteorology. The fact is, Harrison presents Bigelow's lustful desires, his inner weather, if you will, with as much precision, if not more, as she employs in describing his vocation and the setting. He undoes the button at her throat, Harrison writes, then the top button of his own shirt, then back to hers, one and one and one, down to her waist, and then on past her lap. Because of passages such as this, the eroticism in the book often seems more natural than the science, as one might expect from the author of the infamous incest memoir, The Kiss. Though the book itself turns out to be a surprise, the most enterprising and successful portrait of a man in heat by a female writer since Joyce Carol Oates' tumultuously orgasmic What I Lived For.
The book is called The Seal Wife by Catherine Harrison. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.